Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to The Froth. A place to let your brain slip into something more comfortable. A spa break for the mind. Are you sitting frothily? Then we'll begin.
I'm comedian husband, Rod Gilbert.
I'm comedy writer wife, Sian Harris.
That's Rosie, a dog. And this is... The Froth.
This week's podcast was recorded in our basement in London. Our special guest and producer is Barry Casanova, who joined us remotely.
Be warned, there is some occasional fruity language and content. And the headlines this week. Jamali, whoa, Maddox, whoa. Comedian Jamali Maddox joins us to talk trollops, nonces, tosh, bunkum and balderdash. Yes, it's an oldie, worldy, wordy, testy.
Testy.
Not testy, not testy as in testicle. Test as in test with an E on the end to go with oldie, worldy, wordy, testy. F*** my life. Aussie news reporter caught off camera summing up 2020 in three little words. Barry's mum and Ian keep our feet slash cuddly toy monkey paws on the ground in another thrilling slash batshit episode of Apes of Froth. Hot chocolate hit. I believe in miracles, sang Hot Chocolate back in the 80s. And it was a miracle Sian got the job after an interview she went for with chocolate all down her tit.
Singular.
And those were the headlines. Special guest this week, Mr. Barry Castagnola, will be joining us in just a minute. I mean, I can see him on the Zoom screen, but he'll be joining us in just a minute.
He'll be allowed to talk in a minute.
I'll sit tight for a bit.
Yeah, shut up for a minute. You're not here. First, the social media.
Yay!
Sian Harris.
Right, we've had emails.
Now, in Series 2, which we launched a few weeks ago.
Yes.
Very exciting. We launched a brand new email facility for 2020. Bang up to date with the old, for people to get in touch. hello@thefrothpodcast.com. We had one email the first week, the second week, and they kept coming in. There was another one.
Yep.
And then this week, this is
a
the
lot
third...
of them are about going to the toilet. So please, you know, if you've got anything else to talk about, please do send...
Well, I got anything else to talk about.
Not you, but other people.
Listeners.
Listeners. Yes.
Yeah. I am putting a ban in place. I'm instituting a ban. Here it is. It's a ban. Yeah, we're all for bans.
Hey,
in 2020, it's the year of the ban.
You're
banned from doing this. You can't do this.
Stick
your mask on. Don't do that. Don't go over there. Don't hang out with that person.
People have had it.
Stop sending us emails about shit.
People have had it up to here with bans.
No more plops.
Listen, we've got one from Grace. My latest bits of frothy news
right,
are that crisps always go out of date on a Saturday.
Oh, this is one of those...
No.
Boring
and she goes on.
Internet memes. Everyone goes, really? I didn't know that. And
then
that blows the internet's mind and then everybody argues about it.
Inexplicably, she then goes, and that the first building with a lift shaft was built 4 years before the lift was finished being invented.
Has Grace, I can tell, right, I know what's happened to you. I've just pieced together, like Sherlock Holmes, Grace's life, right? Grace has had nothing to do for the last however old she is years. Then she's gone to the toilet. And on the little shelf next to the toilet, there's been a book of interesting facts. One, crisps go out of date on a Saturday. Two, in a lift shop. That's what she's done.
Why did they go out on a date on Saturday?
Is it the next one that sharks have
out
to move forward? And did you know the tallest man in the world was Robert Wadlow? Yes.
That Those are the only two facts you know.
Yes, they are two of the facts I know. But
learned on the
she's
toilet.
Clearly been for a shit and read a little toilet book. Next email.
Okay, this one's from Daniel Brown.
Get rid of her.
Sorry, Grace. This one's from Daniel
Brown.
Apologise
to Grace. Go back in the toilet and read the rest of your book. You probably finished it.
I thought I'd share a bit of froth. The other day, I went to meet my boss about potentially moving up to manager. The conversation went very well, and I left in high spirits.
Right? No plops.
Really good, no plops. In brackets, a bit of context, I had been talking to my girlfriend for a long time about getting my nose pierced. Right?
That sounds like an interesting conversation. How long had you been talking about it?
How long into the night?
Yeah. How many hours had you been boring the hind legs off this poor woman about you getting your nose pierced?
Oh, mate, don't get me started about what you talk about. On my walk back through town to our flat, I decided to be spontaneous and go for it and get my nose pierced.
Thank God for that, his girlfriend's thinking.
What are they going to talk about?
She stops him talking about it.
I was very happy with it and it boosted my mood some more, right? Little did I know, it's fairly common for a piercing like that to bleed. You know about this. You had your nipple done.
I didn't have my nipple done. I was on a TV show where...
Where you had your nipple done.
They gave me a nipple piercing, yes.
Oh, yeah, right. You were totally passive in it.
I didn't want it. I didn't actively seek it. I didn't walk through town and think I'll get my nose pierced. What do you expect to happen when somebody shoves a metal thing through your nose?
Oh, right. Listen to this.
Have you never cut your flesh before? What?
I came home...
Who is this person?
Daniel Brown. Oh. I came home and burst into the living room and proudly exclaimed, "Notice anything different?" My girlfriend looked around expecting news about the meeting and saw me with blood down my nose, smiling proudly in the door and didn't even notice the piercing. Wow. So he's burst open.
Yeah, I get to see what's happened.
Oh, I think it's really funny. Yeah. She thought the meeting went so bad I'd been smacked.
That's quite funny.
Hope that's frothy enough. Big fan.
That is frothy enough.
Is it?
Well.
There's no plops in it.
I'm sort of guessing, really, that we haven't got anything else, so I'm trying to big it up. God, is that frothy enough? It's a brilliant story.
Have you got a bad...
It's better than Grace's. I went to the toilet. There was a book in there. I read some facts, came out and told you.
Grace genuinely didn't say that. You projected that.
Grace did say that. She just made more of it.
Have you ever had a really bad interview with somebody where they've smacked you in the nose? I once spilt a feast down my top on the way to an interview. Really important interview.
I thought you were going to say a feces then. I thought no plops.
No plops. A feast ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
So I had a massive chocolate mark all down my chest.
Yeah.
And I had to go into a Nando's to rinse it.
Right.
I went into the toilet to wash my top.
Right.
And I couldn't. It was quite a tight top, and it was one of those taps that you have to press in order to get water out.
Right.
So I had to. I took my top off.
Right.
Like entire top off.
Yeah.
So I was standing in Nando's toilet in the day with in my bra.
Right.
With like one of those doors that just swings out into the restaurant.
That's illegal. Right.
Hello. And then so I had to wash it like that. And then I went out, arrived at the office.
Wet t-shirt competition.
One boob was wet.
Which
so
one?
It was just one this the right one.
The right one.
Yeah, this one. Yeah, yeah, my favourite one.
But the wrong one.
Totally. Don't know that one, for God's sake. Totally wet.
Right.
And not only that, I was wearing a black bra underneath.
Why didn't you get it under the hand dryer? Get your tit under the hand dryer?
I don't think there was a hand dryer. It was those paper towels. There wasn't a hand dryer.
What, you didn't use the paper towels?
I used a paper towel, but you can't wet. That doesn't dry anything.
What, paper towels don't dry anything?
No, not a wet t-shirt.
Right, okay.
So I went. And I pretended I was ill.
What was the job?
Temping.
Oh.
Yeah. But you know, you go into an interview going, yeah, I'm really competent, together, efficient. And I didn't have like a jacket, it was a warm day.
Why did you have feast on your front in the first place?
I was eating a feast.
Why were you eating a feast in a white t-shirt on the way to an interview?
Don't know.
And the $1 million question, did you get the job?
Oh yeah, stayed there for 4 years.
Right.
Anyway.
It's Barry. Barry, you got any interview stories?
I've been turned down.
Oh, sorry. Special guest, Barry Castagnola.
Hi, Barry.
Hello. Hello. Couple of things. I was turned down for jobs at TGI Fridays, and I thought I was really well suited for that. I told them I was a drama student and everything, but nope, they're having none of it.
You'd be amazing at that, Barry. Is that the place where they come out singing Happy Birthday?
Yeah, and I can crouch down next to people and get to their level while I'm taking an order, the lot. But I could wear badges, but nope. They turned me down, and then I got turned down from Woolworths as well.
Woolworths?
Yeah, but guess who had the last laugh?
What happened, Barry?
Well, no, Woolworths went out of business.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, were you in? I mean, it took a while.
It took a while. Revenge is a dish best served cold.
To be fair, they'd have gone out of business a lot quicker if you'd worked for them as well.
Hardly fair.
Slam! Now, Barry, always a pleasure to have you not just producing, but in the special guest seat. But no offence, Barry, but I am missing. I need a little dose of a feature here on The Froth that we call Apes of Froth. It is, I mean, I'm not explaining this for you two, I'm explaining this for listeners in case you've just joined us or you've forgotten what it is, Apes of Froth. It is where we ring up Barry's mum and Ian, her partner, who are obsessed with cuddly monkeys, and talk to them about their cuddly monkeys. I am needing some news of it, Barry. What's been happening?
I've got a feeling, I think she mentioned that they've got a new one, actually. Because they've got, as Ian described last time they were on...
They've always got a new one, haven't they?
Well, as Ian described last time, he called it their last stock check. Their last stock check, they had 125, I believe it was, yeah.
Does he do a stock check of the monkeys?
Yeah, he counts them up every now and then. Check they haven't lost any.
Check that one hasn't left home.
little head count. Check one as it escapes out the window, swinging through the trees.
It's been far too long. Can we please get them on the blower?
Hello.
How are you, Viv? How are you, Ian?
Oh, we're fine.
We've got a newbie.
Oh. Have you?
Are you up to 126 on the new stock check?
No, hang on.
Oh, who's this?
It's Susie.
Oh, Susie. Ah.
Yeah. She arrived via eBay.
Yeah.
Bought on eBay.
Oh.
We were down in Bournemouth and she was...
She arrived early.
Yeah.
Right.
Premature.
She was stuck in our letterbox for the weekend.
No. What? Hang on, rewind.
A letterbox in a jiffy bag.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
She was so upset.
She was traumatised as well.
Oh, no.
What? Hang on now, You had her delivered from eBay. She arrived in a jiffy bag and was stuck in the letterbox for the whole weekend.
That's
right. We felt bad. We did feel bad, yeah.
Oh, love her.
Yeah, oh, poor little thing.
When you got her out, what did you do to, you know, make it up to her?
I did a lot of fuss of her.
Oh, we did, yeah. And we promised to buy her some knickers.
Well, she hasn't got any.
Oh, damn. She's got a lovely jacket.
Oh,
fur jacket, no knickers.
What? But she was stuck half in, half out with her knickers on.
Viv.
Poor Susie.
Good job, she was in a jiffy bag.
Yeah. Why? Just out of curiosity, why? Why was her special treat after spending the weekend trapped in a post box in a jiffy bag? Why was a pair of knickers the thing that... why not like some sweets or flowers or just a day out at the beach?
All the other ones wear knickers, don't they?
Yeah, they all do. Yeah.
What, they've all got underwear?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Did they arrive with... When you buy them, do they have underwear on or are you making it? Or
buy... No, Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
So if they don't, you make them, do you?
No, we buy them.
All right.
Where from?
Don't be stupid, Sean.
Knicker shop, yeah.
What knicker shop? I mean, how do you get underwear to fit a cuddly monkey? Where do you get that from?
Well, from the bear factory. Build
oh,
bear.
Yeah, build, oh, no, bear, bear factory. Yeah.
Oh, the Build-A-Bear factory.
Yay! Oh. But this one, Harry.
Yeah.
It was really upsetting.
Why?
We saw him when we did car booting.
Yeah.
We had a stall next to people with all their toys, dolls, that all over the floor. And among them was... He wasn't Harry then. I was on the floor with no knickers on and nothing. I had nothing on at all. Mum said to me, "Oh, could you buy me?" And I asked them how much, and they said, £2. And what? I held him up. I said, he's a bear factory monkey and they only want £2. Yeah. And Ian said, this is the truth. Wait until they pack up and offer them £1. That is the truth. Absolute truth.
So did you pay £2 or £1 for Harry?
£2.
In the end, yeah.
You couldn't leave him there.
No.
All afternoon.
No, he couldn't. With nothing on.
Oh, he didn't have any pants on.
But Harry used to be the golfer. Do you remember?
Yeah, yeah. He used to play golf.
He's now in the army, but there's his golf clubs. And he used to, every evening, he used to say to Ian, can we have a game of golf, Dad?
He didn't, though, did he?
No.
For those
people listening, we're doing this on a Zoom call now. Let's leave aside the fact that Susie and Harry's voices are exactly the same, right? just for the moment, and also we'll let it slide the fact that I'm watching you on Zoom and you're making no attempt to use ventriloquism.
Why did Harry give up golf and join the army?
Why did Harry give up golf? No, he still plays golf.
But he had nobody to play with him.
He likes to play with him, don't you?
But what about any of the other 99 monkeys?
We have to...
They don't play golf.
They don't play golf. Reporters... F**** my life on a swear blunder sums up 2020 for everyone. Australian reporter Lana Murphy, who swore on air, has been praised by fans after addressing the slip-up. Lana appeared to be reporting on the spread of coronavirus in Victoria when she struggled to get the name of a place right and told someone off camera...
Fucking Canberra.
Yeah. Then told someone off camera, oh, f*** my life. It's a bit of an overreaction, isn't it?
Well, you never know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. The mistake would have gone unnoticed if the station hadn't messed up and aired the wrong clip.
Oh, no.
Sending it live on air. The feed...
wouldn't mind, would they?
It says, the feed then cut a newsreader, Alicia Loxley, back in the studio. Alicia quickly moved on before later apologising to viewers for Lana's bad language. She added, clearly this should have not gone to air and we are sorry for the mistake. Lana was quick to address the mistake on Twitter, writing, thanks for the love, friends, and apologies to those who got more than they bargained for on the news. Fans and supporters were quick to lend their support, with many also agreeing it summed up the year quite nicely. One said, ha 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 ha. Yes, Lana. Feels of 2020, though. Another added, it's the 2020 slogan. F*** my life.
I think until we get to 2021, which is going to be much worse, I think 2020 is pretty bad.
Oh, listen.
Do you remember how cute it was when we thought 2017 was awful?
The froth. The froth.
Yes.
Keep it light, everyone.
We are. We're remembering 2017.
The whole point... 2016 was the
2016
was
yeah.
the year when all the
that
celebrities
was when we
died.
Thought, oh, this is bad,
yeah,
and it was fine.
It was
in
compared
comparison.
To now,
unless you're one of those celebrities who died.
Yeah.
But no, actually, they got out of it.
True,
the froth, everyone, and the whole point of this podcast, the whole point, the reason we do this podcast and called it the froth, was that it was an escape. It was, we come down to the basement, you're in your bedroom, Barry. We escape the world. We escape the shit that's happening. The awful shite that is the world 2020 nightmare, the depressing, relentless stream of shitty, depressing, awful, bleak shit and the shitstorm that is coming. That's what this is all about, an antidote where we can forget that and just have a little bit of light-hearted banter about potatoes, dogs, feet.
Monster munch.
Newsreaders saying, fuck my life to cameraman. Just a bit of fun. That's why we did this.
Yeah. Okay. And it's working, isn't it?
It is working.
It is working. I feel so much better.
I've totally forgotten about the relentless stream of shitty bleakness that is the world.
Yeah.
Right now. I've forgotten about it. As we say at the top of the show, a spa break for the mind. This show is a comfy, silky negligee for the brain. You know when you see nipples just...
No. What?
Never mind.
What, you mean little ones?
You see, you know in a negligee, in a catalogue...
Littlewoods catalogue.
Yeah, you might see a negligee just.
We've got rid of those catalogues.
I know. That's why I had to launch this podcast.
What do you mean?
Because you took my catalogues away.
Your catalogues. One of them is a massive jumper. This, you know, the way, massive roll neck.
You know the way a silky negligee just flows and caresses a nipple as it moves down over it.
What?
That is what this show is
you
for your brain.
Tell that from the Littlewoods catalogue.
For your brain. That's what this show is for the brain.
In that analogy, who's the negligee? Who's the nipple?
The show is the negligee.
Yes, and the listeners.
The viewers' brains are the nipples.
What?
Okay. The viewers' brains are the nipples.
Right.
The show flows over their nipples, just caressing them like a silky, soft negligee.
Like a dressing gown.
I'm getting a bit turned on.
Oh, my God.
Hands up who's getting a bit turned on. Barry, me, Sean.
I'm not.
Are you not getting turned on?
No, what? You talking about silk?
Now then, look. So, it's the 2020 slogan. That's where we were. Right? We're talking about 2020. What an utterly, utterly terrible time.
Keep it light.
Let's keep it light, mate. It's the froth. Come on. Na 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 na. Oh, yeah, a spa break for the mind. That's how we got onto all this. We went through comfy brain negligee nipples, catalogues.
Also, just quickly, in your analogy, so the we are the negligee, the nipple is the viewer's brains, therefore their heads...
The
listeners' brains are the nipple, therefore their heads are the breasts.
Yes. Their heads are the model's silky smooth breasts.
Silky breasts and a silky negligee.
Yeah. Hey, everyone.
Sean doesn't look impressed.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing. Nothing.
A third person added. You remember the first one says, ha, 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 ha. Yes, Lana, feels of 2020, though. Another added, it's the 2020 slogan. Fuck my life. A third added, with all the negative news of the last few months, this was a shining light, and I needed it. Thank you, Lana. Do you know what?
The bar is so low, isn't it?
I've never addressed this because on Radio Wales you couldn't really, but in all the time of 12 years I think I was on Radio Wales, and when you're live on stuff, you're terrified of saying awful, you know, the wrong thing, slipping up, swearing, especially, aren't you? I think I only did it once and I got away with it. And
you got into more trouble when you said you were going to throw a custard slice.
Oh, I got into trouble on Radio
Wales. Window.
Yeah, I got into trouble on Radio Wales several times. We had the police call us and make me take things back.
Why? What? Like what?
I once said I was going to run down to Cardiff Airport and throw a custard slice onto a plane windscreen. I had to take that back. And go, all right.
How did you take it back?
I had to publicly go, I'm not going to go down the airport and throw a custard slice on the windscreen.
Yeah.
Because it's wrong.
I'm going to do a baked croissant.
But why? Are they thinking that?
Well, I can't remember. I'm
impressionable
going back.
Youths are going to be tuning in.
Exactly.
Really?
Exactly. Apparently, people listen to me.
Do they?
Yeah. That's what the police said. Anyway, but I got away with swearing, I think. I think only once I did it. And it came out very quickly out of my mouth. I think it was Corky I was talking to. And he said something. I went, oh, yeah, I suppose you're just going to fucking do this, are you? Something like that. And it was just a fucking... And the producer at the time came in my ear, the producer, and said, did you just swear then? And I went, yes. And he went, I think we got away with it. I think that was the only time I swore in 12 years of...
I nearly said for. Well, no, I think...
You nearly said fa-fa.
I nearly said the whole thing, but I think somebody... You played a song over it.
Oh, on my show?
Yeah.
You said for fuck's sake.
I said fa-fa.
Oh, yeah, I think I remember that.
Out of frustration. I said, oh, fa-fa, like that.
Well, and I quickly got in...
And then it went to a song.
I quickly hit the play button.
Yeah.
God, I'm a professional.
I once swore on your show.
Everybody's sworn on my show.
We were doing a... Do you remember you used to get when the door went and Rosie barked and you had to guess who the celebrity was? Do you remember that feature?
Oh,
What was it called? Woof woof, who's there? Or something like that.
Something
brilliant like that.
And so you've gone, I'm thinking of someone, I know who I'm thinking of, a celebrity. If Rosie barks, who is it, right? And I went, and
those are the days.
Rosie barks.
Radio gold. We should reinstitute this, whatever you call it. We should get this feature back, yeah.
Rosie barks, and I went, Nicholas Lyndhurst, and you went, oh my God, yes, how did you know that? And then you went, you weren't supposed to say anything. That was for the listeners. I think in one of the tabloids we're looking through that day, his picture's in this. That's why it's been both of our heads, right? That's because it wasn't. But right. But out of all the people, and I went Nicholas Lyndhurst, I'm all excited. You went, oh, that was supposed to be for the listeners. I went, oh shit. I mean, blatant.
Oh, bad.
Do you remember? I tell you a lovely moment talking to newsreaders. I did enjoy that moment. I see, and he's come back from it very, very well and stronger, bigger, better. Thomas Schaffernacker on the weather. Do you remember?
It's brilliant.
You must remember that one.
It's one of the best ones ever.
Oh, the newsreaders just said something because obviously the newsreaders are there at the desk and the BBC, and then Thomas Schaffernacker's over in the other corner, but you can't see him yet. He's by the weather map. He's getting ready to do his weather report forecasting. And then the newsreader sort of said something about him. Oh, look over there. There's Thomas Schaffernacker, you know, doing something.
Yeah.
And he flipped them the bird. He flipped it, put his middle finger, flipped on the bird, told him to fuck off. And just as he did that, the camera, in the vision mix or whatever, the person, the director, changed the camera thing, was on him.
No.
And as he's got his finger up to them, giving them the bird, you can see he sees he's on camera, realises it, and has this absolute momentary meltdown and pretends he was trying to like rub his face or something.
Yeah, he does.
With his finger.
Does.
You should watch it. It is, if you haven't seen it, it is a golden moment.
It's absolutely amazing.
The fear and terror in that moment on his face, whose life has just in that second gone.
Was he all right?
He's fine. He's come back really strong. He's still on the news. Happy ending. He came back. They supported him. He came back from it. Everybody moved on. And but he'll forever be known for that moment, I imagine.
What was the weather like?
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
There's a little story for you in the paper. Randy minted card seeks trollop.
Beg your pardon?
Randy minted card seeks trollop. It's a story about words that that millennials like you, Sean. Yeah. Are you a millennial?
I'm a really old one.
What's that mean?
Well, I'm right at the peak.
All right. How old have you? How much longer are you a millennial?
Apparently, the official thing.
Or will you always be a millennial? It doesn't work like that.
I'll always be a millennial. No, but as anybody who came of age before, no, God, I can't remember. But I was 18 when it turned.
Oh God, I'm glad I asked. Look, are you young?
I was 18 when the year 2000 happened.
Right, nobody can work that out. Nobody's going to work this out. You are young.
We're not that young.
You are free. You're late 30s.
Yes.
Right. It's an article about old words. It says, do you boogie like a sozzled Wally?
Yes.
Sure.
If you understood the question, then you're probably old enough to know better. That's the kind of tosh you spoke yonks ago, when you were minted, randy, and betrothed. But if you tried such balderdash now... I think the whole article is written like this.
Right, yeah.
Oh, God.
It's really fucking irritating, isn't it?
They're really mixing up their eras.
It says here, if you tried such balderdash now, you'd sound like a nincompoop. You'd also be showing your age. Many young people, Sean, are unaware of such words, it says.
No.
Research has found, yeah, 2 in 5, 18 to 30-year-olds. Okay, you're a bit older than that. They've never heard of a drunk person described as sozzled.
Oh, come on.
Data research from Perspectus Global put 2,000 words to a panel to find which ones were falling out of favour.
But the thing is, if you watch films and read books that were written or made in any different era...
Why are you talking like that?
I'm trying to convince myself. I don't know.
Just talk like a normal human being. You're not AI.
I'm not what?
AI.
What I mean is, if you have read a book or have seen a film that
was
created...
Yeah, you're doing it again.
What?
You're talking like fucking
what?
Robot again.
No,
if you have read a book or seen a film, just talk normally.
Okay.
Let's try it again.
If you've read a book or seen a film that was created...
Right.
Better, outside of
better.
Your era.
You're getting the hang of it now.
Outside
almost
of your era.
Yeah.
then of course you will know these words. For example, bonking is in Four Weddings and a Funeral. So if you've seen that film...
It's rude.
It's not, though.
Bonking?
Yeah.
Bonking's really rude.
It's a really old word.
I know, but the act I'm thinking about.
Oh.
Yuck. Imagine bonking.
No, but you know what I mean? How can you be just focused on your own...
I don't... Young people, they don't read.
Under 30 isn't young.
They don't read, do they?
30? Come on.
Do they read? Over 50s tend to feel sad that some of the words are dying out.
Oh. Do you?
Me? No. Not bothered.
Oh, come on.
No. I'm not bothered if I ever bonk again.
Do you know what's really... Well, lucky for you.
I'm always too sozzled to care. I'm not a bonking yonks.
Carry on.
Not a tosh or bonking. What do you want?
Listen,
what do you want, young person?
Tosh is a man from the Bill. That's all I know.
He was the one with the tash. Tosh with the tash. Yeah.
But you know, do you boogie like a sozzled Wally? I understand that sentence. Do you, Barry?
Yeah, but we're probably, all of us three, we're probably that in between where we would have at least heard parents saying it, or
you two are too old for it. We need somebody young to test these words on. I don't believe that young people don't know these words anymore. We need, who do we know? I don't know anybody. Oh my God, I don't know anybody under 30.
I'll tell you who we can call who's a under 30. One of the few people that I know, mate of mine, who's under 30.
How come we don't know anybody under 30?
Because we're old.
Huh?
I do, but I wouldn't bother them with this nonsense.
Who do you know that's under 30 that you wouldn't bother with this nonsense?
Just loads of women.
With this tosh?
Yeah, loads of inspiration.
You know loads of under 30 women?
Yes.
Why'd you get them round? Sorry, it's a bit sexist.
Because of COVID.
Oh, yeah. Get them round in masks.
What about, Jamali Maddox. Jamali Maddox, he's under 30.
He's not under 30, Jamali Maddox.
He is, I'm sure he's mid-late 20s. I'm sure he is.
Comedian Jamali Maddox?
Yeah, yeah.
Is he under 30?
He's under 30.
Bloody hell, he's had a rough life.
Let's ask
Get him on the phone. Hello, Jamali.
Hey, thank you for doing this.
Hey, yo, what's up? No, no worries.
We're all right. We're all right. How are you doing? Can you hear us?
It's Wi-Fi. Yeah, I'm good. So I think my Wi-Fi is shitty. One second. Is it good? Is it good going now? Yeah, Shimon. Am I better now?
Yeah, that's better.
I think so.
Yeah, we can hear you now.
So we're Sam at my girl's house and Wi-Fi ain't that good. We argue about it a lot.
You argue about it?
We have many arguments about it.
Yo, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, boss. I'm all right, man. You know, just trying to survive like everyone else.
Are you got involved in the old socially distanced gigs? Or you?
Yeah, like, so I've been gigging.
What have you done? What are they like?
I'm good. I've been doing mostly. I've done Top Secret Comedy Club up in Holborn. That's great.
Haven't Top Secret got the plastic sheets up and stuff? How's that?
Bro, they got plastic sheets, man. It fucks up the videos because you get like a video from one of the shows. You see strings everywhere.
I haven't spoken to anybody, Jamal. I haven't spoken to anybody who's done a socially distanced stand-up comedy gig. So talk me through. You're on stage, right?
You're on stage. So you're on stage, right?
Yeah.
And so people are 6 feet away from you now. So there's
no
close up. Yep. And so the front row are in front of you, but the second, third, fourth row are all behind plastic, and there's gaps everywhere.
Wow.
And there's a thing.
What,
now
like behind a sheet of plastic, like a sheet?
Yeah, behind a sheet. Of, yeah.
What, like out the back of a butcher's shop kind of thing?
Yeah, government regulated safety plastic.
Like in that cafe. Do you remember we went? There's a cafe with old people.
Huh?
In Newcastle Emlyn, there's a little cafe, isn't there? With like they've got plastic sheets to help the old people stay.
Yeah, but that's just like to separate one table from another. They haven't got a load of audience sat behind one big plastic sheet. Can you see them properly? Are they all blurred?
The kind of blur, and the worst thing is I had like a bomb the other night. I had like a rough set and all I could see was my reflection back on the sheet. And there's nothing worse when you're like, you got to look at yourself and go, this is your dream. Is this how you're paying the bills when you can just see yourself
what
and you can
you
see
doing?
Yourself trying to work harder? It's worse. It's the worst, but it's better than I did, but when it was lockdown, I did a car gig. So you stand on stage and everyone's in their car in like a big car park.
It was now, tell me, Jamali, I heard somewhere that in those gigs, I wasn't sure if this was a joke, but they said when instead of laughing, people flash their lights and toot their horn at the end of a joke.
Yeah,
they
beep. Yeah. And at first,
that's insane.
You think it's sarcasm. Yeah, at first it feels like sarcasm.
Yeah.
And at first, just like, and it got to a point where I said, I don't want any reaction. Just let me do my set and no reaction. Yeah.
You just sit in your car,
and then people
shut the fuck up. Don't toot, don't flash your lights. In fact, put your sun visor down. Don't even look at me.
Just that little visor and shit. All I want to see is your mouth. I don't want to see your eyes judging me, bro.
Turn your cars around and drive out of it.
Yeah. You can only watch me on your reversing camera. Turn your car around to put your reversing camera on. You can look at me like that.
Get off with each other in the back.
You know, in gigs, Jamari, normal gigs, in the old days, a normal stand-up comedy gig, when you're on stage and the audience is there, and then hopefully most of them are laughing. But as comedians, we all find and focus on the person or the people who aren't laughing, the ones who are there with their arms folding, looking miserable. And we obsess about those people, and it really gets to us, and we all fall apart and crumble because we're all bloody, fragile egos. And we always find the people who aren't laughing in the gigs. When you're doing a gig to a car park full of people in cars, and some cars are tooting and flashing, did you then focus on, you're going, did it happen again? Or you're going, why is that car? That car hasn't tooted or flashed his lights.
Facts. 100%. There was one car I singled out and I was trying to do crowd work.
Crowd work? In a normal gig, you've got people sat around, you ask them their name, where you're from, what they do, all that. You start working the crowd. How do you do it if everybody's sat in cars and all they can do is toot? Where are you from?
Ask about the MOT.
Instead of talking about, oh, you look like you're with her or blah, 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 you're talking about your tyres look like they need changing or, you know what I mean?
That is a
I said I was going to snitch him up to the traffic cops.
Do you know what I like already about you, Jamal? We've rung you because you were the only person we could think of, no offence, who was under 30.
Yeah, that's all right.
I didn't realise you were under 30. Barry knew you were under 30. No, I'm being facetious. I'm joking. But we have rung you because you're a young person. Hope you don't mind us calling you that.
Yes.
And no, I'm liking the language already.
It's better than...
I'm liking the language you're using, like bombing on stage and the snitch and all these things. So, because it's a language thing that it's a language story we're ringing you about.
Okay.
We thought, because in the paper, there's an article about how words from people in my generation...
How old are you?
52.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right, so yeah, we're completely different generations.
Actually, I'm not. I'm 51. Sorry.
No, you're 52 on Sunday.
Oh, that's what it is. I'm 52 on Sunday.
Yeah,
you got to that age where your wife has to tell you your age. No, you're 52 on Sunday, love. Oh, yeah.
That, darling. No, yeah.
How old are you, Jamali?
29.
Oh, you're only just under 30.
Yeah.
I like it.
I know. I'm coming to that age. I'm coming to that age where BBC Three ain't for me no more. Do you know what I'm saying? Like when I like that 25, that 25 to 5, I'm like, boy, I'm nearly there. Like I'm not a young man. Like, but anyway, but I'm still pretty clued into what's going on these streets. So what is the
I'm coming to the age where BBC Two isn't for me anymore.
You got to jump your ass on BBC Four.
BBC Four. I'm on the History Channel.
You don't know.
And it's about your childhood.
Bring back.
Yeah. I'm doing Who Do You Think You Are on the History Channel. Right, I'm going to test you. Your time starts now. These are all words that my generation would have used. They're not very cool words, I have to say. But let's see if you know them.
All right then. Yeah.
And it's also let's see what words your generation, your crowd might use.
Yeah, let's see if there's an equivalent word
would you use instead of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
A young
yeah.
person's facts. Word.
How about that? Yeah. Yeah.
Right. I'm not pressure on it, but stick a clock
okay.
on this, Barry.
Put it.
Really tense clock. Yeah.
Really loud clock.
Really loud clock. So Jamali can't.
Really annoying, tense, loud clock. Yeah.
Right. Word one. Sozzled.
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 I was drunk. Oh, soz.
Soz.
Sorry.
No. You're right. Drunk. Sozzled. Drunk.
Sozzled. Yeah.
Yeah, sozzled. That's good. What would you use for it?
Fucked up.
It's not as charming, is it? It's not as charming, the new language.
Lean.
Okay.
Lean. As in, like,
yeah,
lean
if
against
if
the
I'm
wall.
Messed up, I'm like, but I'm lean. Yeah, washed. That's another one. Washed.
God, I've never heard this.
Washed is one. Washed.
What? Like, what washed. An education.
Bruck up.
Bruck up.
Huh? What's that? What'd you say, Ben? Food. Yeah, in a minute, babe. Yeah. I'm working.
No, I'm working.
Yeah, no, it doesn't sound like I'm working. It's hard to explain that to someone else. Like, no, babe, I'm actually doing work right now. Just like fucked up lead.
Yeah. It's hard to explain that to somebody who's got a real job. Yeah. Word number two, cad. A cad. No, don't know. It's a dishonest man. You know, he's a cad. You know, have you ever heard that? He's a cad. He's not a good un. He's a wrong un.
He's up to no good.
Not a wrong un. Like,
okay, wrong un. Wrong un. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like
what would you say?
No. Pull back a bit from that. Not that wrong.
Not like a nonce.
Not that wrong.
Okay, pull it back. All right. Yeah.
More like...
Okay, all right.
He just you wouldn't trust him. You don't trust him. He's a cad. He's not a nonce necessarily.
Okay, yeah.
So much more
okay.
intense.
So I would say like, this is a word, because like a lot of youth slang word comes from old Jamaican words, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's where a lot of street slang words come from now. So we would say
Jamaican.
Like...
your dad's Jamaican, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, my dad, my pop's Jamaican, yeah. So I'd say like a gino. You say gino. It's like a bad person, like an untrustworthy person. Yeah, gino.
Not
I like how you said that, Rod. Yeah, that for real... They're real comfortable in your lips, isn't it, when you said gino, isn't it? I like how you leaned in a little bit.
Wally.
An idiot.
Yeah.
We say donut.
Yeah, donut.
I was expecting the word to be much more street than donut, I'll tell you that.
Donut's a great word, a donut.
This is easy. Boogie.
Oh, dance.
Yeah.
It's like boogie was something that shouldn't happen. We're gonna go boogie. That sounds like what you do at a wedding.
Yeah, 100%.
Trollop.
Someone who's ugly.
Oh,
dead. We call that a dead thing.
No, woman who has casual sex.
Oh yes, I did know that.
What does it say there?
It says you're trollop, woman who has casual sex. I mean, God forbid.
Good grief.
Right. Bounder.
I don't know what that is.
Going somewhere.
No, it's like a cad. It's a bad person again. Dishonest man, a bounder. He's a bounder and a cad.
Is this like Northern?
I've never heard that.
No, you've never heard of a bounder?
No.
I've never heard of a bounder.
Barry.
Bounder and a cad. Is there anyone who said it with
bounder?
Cad?
They often go together. He's a bounder, he's a bounder and a cad.
It sounds like a chocolate bar.
No, that's bounty. Jesus.
Isn't it? Bounder.
Okay, balderdash.
A game?
Bullshit.
Absolutely right. Henceforth.
I know what it means. Henceforth. So this is like what you say, like in a word. So it's like henceforth,
it's
a
like
reason
therefore.
Why.
Isn't it like therefore?
From now on.
Yeah, the reason why you do. From now, why you do something
yeah,
like
henceforth,
you know.
Henceforth.
Oh, yeah. From now on, this will be it. Henceforth.
From now on, that's what it is. From now on.
Okay.
Yeah, that is the one, Sian, that I predicted you would get wrong. I thought you'd get bounder.
Would you?
Yeah, I knew you'd get trollop. I've seen you have casual sex. Honestly, I've never seen anything so casual in my life. Bordering on sloppy.
What?
For the lack of attention to detail.
What? Reading a magazine at the same time.
Yes.
Attention to detail.
Yonks.
Funny, man.
Yonks.
Yonks.
Long time ago. Yeah. SWAT.
Oh.
To hit?
Nah.
Oh, no. SWAT. SWAT is to hit. SWOT. SWAT. Somebody's a SWAT. He's a SWAT. She's
Somebody
a SWAT.
Somebody does a lot of schoolwork.
You've never heard of that?
No.
Wow. I didn't know that one hadn't made it.
Wow.
Because that was prevalent when I was a kid.
Me too.
That is a surprise.
That was worse than being a trollop.
It's basically somebody, it's a derogatory word for somebody who studies conscientiously. Kerfuffle. Ah, kerfuffle.
Like a problem, like something's happened, like an issue, a kerfuffle, like a mistake.
Yeah, commotion. We'll give you that. Minted. Do you use minted? Rich. Minted. Would you use
papered
that?
Papered up. No. I mean... You know, like minted, you wouldn't say minted. Like my dad would probably still say minted, but we'd say like papered up, you know, rich.
Coin.
So you did pretty well on those. You got most of those. You didn't know CAD. You didn't know bounder. You struggled with henceforth a bit. You didn't know SWAT. That's a surprise.
No, never heard. It wasn't even around when I was a kid.
What would you call a kid who was like really like a like really boffin studious. Was another one we said.
Really boffin. Studious.
Did you say boffin?
Boffin.
Yeah, boffin.
What?
We'd say boffin. Boffin.
That's
boffin.
Like Grange Hill.
Yeah. Yeah, say boffin.
You say boffin like he's like
Jamali.
Oh, he's like,
think this through. Then, you like, would not. But the mean streets like, of London when you were growing up and you said that kid's a boffin.
No, but you wouldn't say it like negatively though. It's like, oh, he's a bit of a boffin. That means like he's a bit of a like he's in his books, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
he's
a boffin, man.
Here comes the prof. I love the fact that you used boffin in school.
Boffin.
But you did pretty well there.
It's not nerd, you'd say a neek.
A neek?
Mm.
God, this is fascinating.
Yeah,
I've
so
never,
I was that.
I've never heard of that.
Anik was like a nerd, like a loser. You would say he was a neek.
Yeah.
You got most of those. I wonder if you did a list of your stuff, your generation, your era. I wonder how many we would get of those.
God, probably none.
Lean, I didn't know what that was.
I think you would get up. Yeah. What about kettle?
What do you mean?
Yeah, what's
that? Oh, well, I know.
Kettle?
I know the thing you make the tea with, and I think, and I know the thing, the
no,
police
no,
tactic.
No.
Or like a weight?
Not the police tactic. Of,
a weight?
No. No, a kettle is a watch.
Is it? Why?
Mm.
Why?
No, I looked it up because I was curious about it. But apparently, like, because a lot of the slang now comes from old Cockney slang. Like, they've just revamped Cockney slang. So kettle is a watch. We're from Cockney. But people say that now is kettle. You know?
Why?
Why has that got to be a Cockney? Watch.
Barry, why?
Okay, so I just looked it up.
I thought kettle never boils. Kettle never boils. Don't watch the kettle. Kettle watch.
Perhaps the most confusing of all rhyming slang expressions, because the derivation of kettle from the word watch is unclear until you know a little bit about the history of watches. Okay,
have you got us into here, Jamali?
It's kettle and hob.
When
pocket watches first became fashionable, they were held against the body by use of a small chain. The watch then slipped into the pocket. They were called fob watches.
It's like, Barry, Cockney rhyming slang is like Ted Rogers. It's like Ted Rogers explaining a clue on Dusty Bin.
So young people call watches kettles, or is it the other way around? No, they call watches kettles. Your kettle is your watch. And that's because rhyming slang, kettle and hob, because the kettle was on the hob, and a hob sounds like fob, which is an old type of watch which was on a chain in your pocket. So, I mean, Christ on a bike. Who came up with that one?
Well, I'll tell you another one. Do you know this, Jamali? Do you know where, you know, like Aris is used for bottom?
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that, Jamali?
Aris.
Well, I always thought it was Harris, and it was because it was Cockney. They just took the H on and called it Aris. But it's a double one where it's actually Aris, Aristotle, bottle and glass, arse.
Yeah.
Wow.
That sounds like something that Danny Dyer would know.
Well, that is about all we've got time for.
Thanks for listening.
And thanks to special guest Barry Castagnola.
Thanks to Barry's mum, Ian, and the Cuddly Monkeys.
Thanks to young person Jamali Maddox.
You can contact us at The Froth Podcast, where you'll get extra froth content. And don't forget the exciting new email facility. Our email address is hello@thefrothpodcast.com.
And if you enjoyed this nonsense, don't forget to like and subscribe and rate us at 5 stars. This podcast was a Llanbobble Vision production, produced by Barry Castagnola at Russell Up Productions.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.